Isabella Boylston is one of the most celebrated dancers in the world. A principal with the American Ballet Theater, she ignited New York City in 2015 in an ABT production of Giselle. And earlier this summer, she was the star attraction of the ABT production of Swan Lake at the Metropolitan Opera House. She is also a native of Idaho, and later this month, she'll be leading a star-studded company of dancers in Sun Valley Ballet to be performed August 22nd and 24th at the Sun Valley Pavilion. She visits with Weekend Edition host George Prentice to talk about how she commissioned the world premiere ballet for her hometown.
Hi, Isabella.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about your Idaho roots. Talk to us a bit about your formative years in the Wood River Valley.
So I was born in Ketchum, Idaho. My parents actually met on a ski lift in Idaho, so we were very much like a skiing family. My brother and I grew up in a trailer just a little bit south of Ketchum. And then my mom signed me up for some ballet classes when I was about three. I think she just thought it would be something that was fun for me to do. No one in my family knows anything about ballet or ever, you know, it never crossed anyone's mind that someday I'd be a ballerina.
But connect those dots for me. Connect the dots of a dreams of a three-year-old and, well, where you are today.
I think the challenge just kind of egged me on. I guess, yeah, my dad was also a drummer, actually. He would play a lot of like country and bluegrass and bars in Idaho and Wyoming when I was a kid. And I think that introduction to music actually was one of the things that really drew me to ballet, the musicality of it. I eventually went to a boarding school for ballet when I was in high school. I begged my parents to let me go just because I knew I needed to get the best training available. And so they let me go. And then when I was 17, I was basically scouted by the director of American Ballet Theater. And I moved to New York as a teenager and joined the junior company of ABT and then shortly thereafter the main company.
What does your calendar look like? It must be crazy.
I feel like I've gotten to the point where I need to get a little bit better at saying no to things, actually. But right now I'm just like so excited about all the opportunities that are coming my way. So it's really hard for me to turn stuff down. This summer I'm performing in Los Angeles, Vail, Argentina, and Sun Valley.
So let's talk about that. And this, I'm guessing you're looking at this as a bit of a gift back to your home.
I've curated a program that is like really close to my heart and bringing in my friends, which happen to be some of the best dancers in the world.
Right. Drop some names for us here.
Yeah. We've really got like the Jordans and the like Serena Williams of the ballet world. It's going to be amazing. We have Marcelo Gomez, James Whiteside, Misty Copeland from ABT. I'm pretty sure everyone knows who Misty is. She's a really good friend. We actually share a dressing room at ABT. We have Tyler Peck from New York City Ballet, who's one of my favorite dancers ever. Lauren Cuthbertson from the Royal Ballet. Xander Parrish and Kimin Kim, who are two stars at the Mariinsky in St. Petersburg, Russia. And Masha Kochetkova from the San Francisco Ballet. So it's a really diverse roster. And it's such a heavy lineup. Like, you don't even see that often in New York. So I don't know why they agreed to follow me, but they did.
So let's talk about the timing of this. This is a World Commission production, and the theme has to do with the total solar eclipse?
Yeah. I wanted to be able to commission a work, a world premiere, and something that related to the area, because I felt that that would be more meaningful and like a gift to the community. And the theme of the ballet will be the solar eclipse, which takes place on Monday of the week that we're there. Some of the dancers represent the moon and some represent the sun. And we have a brand new score with live music, 25-piece orchestra. And the composer is Jed Greenstein, who's really wonderful. And we have video designs by Kate Duhan. Yeah, I think it'll feel like a very immersive event, hopefully, for the audience.
And for those who may not have seen you live, but have seen videos or even still photographs of you in midair, it is jaw-dropping.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me how hard that is.
There's definitely an athletic side, obviously. Ballet dancers are some of the best athletes in the world. And I think people are increasingly starting to understand that. I think for a long time, people kind of have this concept that ballet is just little girls, you know, tiptoeing around, but it's so athletic. It's really so difficult.
I know you said that you are surrounded by the Michael Jordans of dance, and I've told you this before. I think you should consider yourself the Serena of modern men.
Well, I'll take it. I'm a huge fan, so.
Best of luck to you. Safe journey. The days are flying by, so best
They're
of luck.
Flying by. It's going to be here before we know it. And yeah, I hope anyone who's listening to this, I hope we'll see you in the audience on the 22nd and 24th.
All the best.
Thank you so much, George.
Isabella Boylston, and she brings the world premiere of Ballet Sun Valley beginning Tuesday, August 22nd to the Sun Valley Pavilion. I'm George Prentice, and this is Weekend Edition here on KBSX 91.5.
You can find out more about Ballet Sun Valley and learn how to get tickets at balletsunvalley.com.